Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Oh My 20s with Mariana, and I am so happy to be here. Actually, I've lost count of the episode so far, but I would cross check and, you know, start putting the numbers because I've really lost count. It's been long I broadcasted, like very consistently, so I find it difficult actually know the number of episode. Yes, so if you're a new listener, welcome to the M team, and if you're a returning listener, I love you guys so much. Please don't mind the noise you'll be hearing in the background. I'm in my room and the window is closed. I do not know why you're still hearing sounds, but forgive me, I'm sorry. So today's topic is types of people to avoid in friendship. We all know friendship these days is not as rosy as we think. We go online, you see stuff that friends are doing to each other. You see stuff that's happening. A lot of people always have a testimony to say about friends. So this podcast of today will be teaching you things you need to look out for in friendship. What character this person exhibits and how to avoid them, because you can't be friends with somebody that depreciates you. Friendship is meant to elevate you. So if you are not positively influenced by your friends, you should get that friend and throw the old cash tranche away. Did I just say that? Okay guys, so I'll just go right into today's content. I'm not going to waste anybody's time, as we're not here to waste our data. We're going to just be fast and concise. So number one is the self-centered friend. You know those friends that would do anything for the world to revolve around them. Like, they just care about themselves. They don't think about anyone else. They don't care about what you think. They just want to have their own opinions. In fact, all that matters to them is them, their self. I used to have a friend like that while I was in secondary school. Ah, this girl, and we'll call her Princess. Yes, this Princess girl always talk about herself. Like, when you are in a conversation with her, she talks about herself, and when you want to talk, she just have a way of making you look stupid, because she will shut you up. She will shut you up and shove you out, because why are you talking when I'm talking? That's how she is. And then, in as much as most of the things she talks about are all lies, she will still give her that audience that she deserves, because we want to listen, obviously. So we'll give her the audience that she deserves. But most of these people don't like to hear from your own side. They always just want to be heard. Self-centered friends will always want to be heard. But when you're talking about yourself, they're either bored or going to go out and say they want to grab something to eat or something. But when it comes to them, you have to listen. They won't even let you move an inch. They will sit you down and rant about themselves while you listen. So this kind of people 100% does not have to be your friend, because why will I be friends with somebody that don't want me to talk? I don't understand. We all have something to talk about. When friends are gathered, there is obviously something in everybody's mouth to want to talk about. But let a fair chance be given to everybody. The world does not revolve around you, sis. Should I say it again? Did you hear that? Okay. Right, the world does not revolve around you. You know, don't make me angry. That's what I feel whenever I hear all these self-centered people talking. I'll be like, don't make me angry. Shut up already. The world does not revolve around you. It doesn't. Don't do it. Like, it sucks, and it gets me pissed sometimes when I see people talking about themselves. Give other people chances. Give other people privileges to talk. But no. You always talk about something that sometimes is not even true. Like, I have a lot of friends that are like that. So that's why I'm being angry. Like, sometimes it's not true. We know you're lying. We know. You want us to listen to your lies? We will listen to your lies. You know that I know that everybody know that you are lying, but you are keeping us short so that we can listen to your lies. Yes, because you are self-centered. Anyways, we'll go to number two. The manipulators. Ha! Those friends that knows how to manipulate. I don't know how they do this, but I am proud of you all. Because me, I can't pretend to be with somebody for a selfish reason without the person finding out at the end of the day. I'm not good with keeping secrets. I don't know how to do it. Especially myself, hiding myself. It's the last thing I'm good at. I don't know how to hide myself. This is what you will see. This is what you will get. So, and one thing about manipulating friends, they are draining. They drain energy. Like, they drain energy. And they are always an investigative journalist. Yes, you heard me right. They are always an investigative journalist. They want to know everything going on with you in total. Up, down, side. What did you do? Who did you date? Who have you been with? Did you guys have sex? Did you guys knock? Did you guys do? Did you... Every single details, even down to what you put in your throat, they want to know. Because why? They want to always have something in their hands to work with. Manipulators are investigators. Manipulators are investigators. Word. Wow, I need to give myself a round of applause. Because I just said something great. Well, manipulators are investigators. If they don't have something to work with, they can't do anything. So they tend to find out every single thing about you, especially your personal life issues. And the funniest part is they won't get to tell you anything about themselves. That is the truth. Anything that concerns them, that keeping it away from you, they are not gonna say anything. When you are in a conversation with them, what you just hear them doing is sitting down and listening. You think they are good listeners, you. They are holding something they want to use against you. You don't just know yet. They will listen to you. They will be nice, smiling, opening their teeth, listening to you. But you never get to know what's going on in their life. Even their boyfriend, you don't get to know. You get to see only the boyfriend head. But when it comes to you, why are you dating? Why are you hiding? No, let's say, people are friends. Ah, that thing, that word, that has caused a lot of people to their doom. Shebi, we are friends. Shebi, we are friends. Okay. Shebi, we are friends. Are you really serious? We are friends? Okay. All right. The sweet thing about these manipulators is that they will go through any length to gain your trust and use the information they get to manipulate you, to harm and hurt you. And I know you don't want that. So when you sense that this person is being manipulative, always asking you questions about yourself, trying to poke close into every matter that concerns you, my dear, take your shoes. Repeat after me. I am running. I am running away. Far away from any manipulating friend. Fire. As you're saying that, I expect you to run. Run. Run like they are pursuing you with plastic or plank or stick. Whatever thing. Then you say whatever, Jesus Christ. Whatever thing you think is pursuing. That's it. Another thing I'm going to be pointing out is the envious friends. These are the friends that want what you have. If you are getting that cushy bag, they are getting that cushy bag. If you are using Bugatti, they are using Bugatti. If you are using Ferrari, they are using Ferrari. If you are dating a fine boy, they will date a fine boy too. So there's a story my roommate told me of how she was dating a guy in her secondary school. And then she had a best friend. This her best friend though wanted the guy she was dating in her secondary school. In fact, legit, her friend always wants what she has. So the boy in question wanted her, so they dated. So because her best friend knew that, okay, this boy dated her friend, the best friend went to go and accept the boy's friend. So whatever my friend's boyfriend does for her, the other girl will go and, you know, oppress her boyfriend, manipulate her boyfriend, threaten her boyfriend, gaslight her boyfriend to get it for her. So it was like a competitive kind of thing. And I'm like, why? I don't think I'm one kind of friend that envy what people have. Because why? If I like a bag you're wearing, I could get it. It's not like because I want to have it by all means. I could get it. I may not even show you that I've gotten the bag new, because I might not even use it in your presence. Most thing about envious friends is they like to flaunt what they have to your face, especially when it's similar to yours. They will flaunt it to your face. Like, they'll put it in your face like this. Ah, you'll be seeing it like this. You'll not be doing anything. You'll be just shocked. You'll be flabbergasted, and you just stand there and look like a fool. Sorry. If you're in this tape, yeah, looking like a fool. I don't mean to hurt you. I honestly just want to tell you the truth. because envious friends don't hide it. If they want this thing that you have, when they get to, they'll point it at your face, they'll poke it to your eyes, you see it. The next one is the gossiper friend. A friend that likes gossip. See, everyone is on this table actually. But you know what I always say? Gossip has greed. Me now, I like to gossip. I can't see anything under the sun and not talk about it to my friends. But that does not mean it's an everyday routine. I gossip once in a month. Yes, once in a month. I don't do it every time, but I did once in a month. That's because I'm a mass communicator student. Yes, I'm a mass communicator. I communicate. I cannot see hot gist and shove it down my throat. No, it has to come out. I have to vomit, like, it has to come out of my mouth because I have to talk it. It is a gist. A gist is meant to spread like wildfire. But this kind of gossip I'm about to talk about is like the real perpetual gossipers. They find pleasure in talking about people's downfall, spreading rumors about people that are not even true. You see, these people, they spread rumors about people that are not even true. I always spread rumors about people that are true. Not every time, like I said, to only those that are close to me, like my friends. So, the toxic thing about them is they talk about what doesn't involve them at all. They always talk about things that does not involve them in any way. Leave the door. Okay. In any way. I'm sorry, guys. That was my sister. Opening the door, always coming to distract me when I'm recording. I am tired. I need to trash her. If you want to get a sister, you can come and buy her. She's very affordable. Anyways, so these are people that talks about things that doesn't involve them. And it's a problem. Because you cannot be carrying somebody's medicine on top of some... No, how did they put it? Yes, taking Panadol on somebody's headache. It is not your problem. It is not your business. It is not your wahala. It is not your own matter. But you drive joy and carry it on your head and gossiping it to people up and down, sideways, middle, left, right, front, back. There is one girl... Oh my god, I don't want to do this, but I have to. Like, she talks too much. Jesus. In fact, she is known as a gossip. Perpetual one at that. We'll call her Senorita. 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 Only my friends can relate to what I just said. But moving on, last but not the least is the hypocrite friend. The one that is always nice to your face and does the next opposite in your back. The one that will always try to be with you for selfish interest. More like, you know, staying in your life for a bit, getting what they want to get, know how to operate you, know how to harm you, and then they swipe left and do what they want to do. On this table, I have a friend I hurt. We had a fallout and I apologized though. See, let's talk about this. I apologized and I felt as somebody that is more mature and older than me, I felt she should understand that things happened and it happened too, you know. So we had an issue. I apologized and she said she has forgiven me. That's what she said. I took it like, okay, she has forgiven me. Matter has died now. She, that's what you would think too, ba. Let me now come and give you hot gist. Matter did not die. Oh. And she went around telling people stuff that I've apologized to her about. Stuff that I've said sorry to her about. She even add salt, add pepper, turn it together, add prawn crayfish. Yeah. She added that one to it. And she spiced the whole story up in her own favor. So people... But looking at me like I was a bad person, like I'm always the bad person anyway, so I'm used to being that. So the point is, she doesn't know that most of the gist she's spreading, I've heard it. So she comes to my face and acts all nice and cool, and when I just look at this girl, I'm like, oh, Rishi. Why are you being an hypocrite? Why are you being an hypocrite? You could have just told me, I can't forgive you, Bohaku. I will understand. Then telling me you forgived me, why would you tell me you forgive me if you know that it wasn't a sincere thing? You should have just said, I can't forgive you. Then telling me you're forgiving me, what's that? That's bad. So that's what happened. So basically, these are all my tips I have for you today. Yes. And I'm not even going to cap. These things I've mentioned are real. They happen. So let's take the jokes away from it and take the meaningful things in it. We're in our 20s. We can't be having unreasonable friends. Know your friends. Know your friends. Thank you. Thank you. That's all I have for you guys today. Please share my link. Click on the head emoji. Send your messages. Send me a voice note. I love you guys. Mwah.